Less than a month ago, a U.S. drone strike killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, ratcheting up tensions between Washington and Tehran. The Trump administration has since imposed new sanctions on the country. In response, some 30 protesters met Saturday at the Lackland Corridor Gateway Memorial. They spoke against the possibility of war with Iran and demanded the withdrawal of American troops from neighboring Iraq. Jules Vaquera is a former airman and a member of About Face, Veterans Against the War.
What's great is right next to this monument for Lackland, there's a giant sign that says, end the wars, end the sanctions, end the occupations. A big group of people are standing here speaking, making art, and generally standing together in solidarity against war.
Vaquera spoke over a PA system about the costs of conflict and her own experiences fighting in Iraq.
I've had enough violence and hate and killing. I have definitely had enough of those to last a lifetime. I've had enough of rich people sending poor people's children to die.
Protester Courtney Marhev says she thinks the U.S. government and its unelected influencers have been intent on attacking Iran for a long time.
And so I think they're finally trying to find their excuse. I think it's financially motivated.
Protester Giovanni Reyes says tougher sanctions on Iran could have unintended consequences.
The whole intent behind the sanctions, which Mike Pompeo calls maximum pressure, is to push forward the collapse of the Iranian economy. And not only going to hurt a lot of people, it's going to push people to leave the country, right? And when people leave the country, they become refugees in other people's country, right?
Others like Mustafa Ali worried about how conflict with Iran might lead to financial instability at home.
You know, if we go to war, you know, we're all going to hurt. And already economically, a lot of us are struggling to stay in the middle class or just the working poor. So the future of the economic, you know, of course, the oil prices, so many things that's going to hurt that we don't see but will reveal itself if we do go to war.
Saturday's gathering was part of a global day of protest against war in Iran. Some 25 cities participated. Future demonstrations are planned for San Antonio in the spring. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.